I know everybody's probably looking at me funny, but people often tell me I look like my brother Daniel, so I figured nobody could tell, so. No, I guess Matt asked both of us, so we had to kind of argue about who gets to do it today. It's okay. It's okay. Anyway, this morning, I want to talk about sometimes in life, or sometimes things don't work the way they seem they should work. So what I want to do here is I got some funnels and some balls. Here you go. Take it. Maybe we'll just see if there's enough for everybody first. We're going to give everybody one of these. And hopefully everybody can join in this little experiment that I have here. Did anybody here play with funnels and ping pong balls before? How about you? Did you ever play with ping pong balls and funnels? Some of you probably know what's going to happen here, but you guys can all take these home with you. There you go. Is that everybody? Yes, I got mine. You want one? You don't want one? Okay. Okay. I have to try to make this quick, so just pick whichever one you want. Got all colors in there. Okay, I want everybody to stand up. Who all knows how this works? Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to put the ball in the funnel and hold it like this. Don't let it fall out. And you're going to hold it above your head, and you're going to see how high you can blow it. Okay? Everybody ready? Hold it up like this. One. Okay, make sure it stays up. Don't let it fall out. Hold it up, and one, two, three, blow. Come on. Blow. Blow hard. Don't let it fall out. Here you go. No, put your mouth right on it and blow as hard as you can. Don't let them fall out. Okay, now that's strange. That is strange. Turns out that it's impossible to blow it out. When you take it home, have your dad hook up an air compressor and put the air nozzle right there and blow as hard as you want. That thing will not move. It doesn't make much sense. There's some things where it seems like that thing should go flying, but it just doesn't. And I got one more challenge here. Maybe we'll pick two of them. The challenge is you're gonna take your ball and you're gonna put it on the table underneath your thing. You know how this works? Okay, you're a good candidate. And how about you? You know how it works? Okay. The challenge is you're going to put the ball. Everybody else can sit down if they want. You have to put the ball in the box. You can only use one hand, and the funnel has to stay upside down. What are you going to do? Are you sucking on it? Okay, let me give you a tip. Blow on it as hard as you can, and then as you're blowing, pick it up and put it in the box. Blow real hard. You gotta blow the whole, take a deep breath. Deep breath and blow and pick up. Hey, you did it. Okay, now that was weird. How does that work? Just looking at it, that makes no sense that you blow on it and it picks it up. So what I want to, the lesson I want to draw from this is sometimes God's ways are like that. There's a story in the Bible about a guy named Naaman. He was a captain. It says he was a great and honorable man, and he was a pretty important guy, but he had a problem. This guy had leprosy. He had white spots all over him. His flesh was going to start falling off. He had a bad problem. So one day there was a little servant girl said that he should go see the prophet Elisha, and he could be healed. So he went over there, and he took a whole bunch of gifts and a bunch of money. And he was going to pay for this to get healed. And he gets there. He goes to Elisha's house. Is everybody listening? I gave them all a toy to play with. Now they're distracted. Anyway, he goes to Elisha's house. And Elisha sends a servant out and tells this Naaman guy to go wash in a river, in a Jordan River. And that made Naaman mad. He got so angry. It said he went away. He got angry and went away because he said, I thought this guy would come out and stand and put his arms up to heaven and pray to his God and heal me from leprosy. But instead he tells me to go wash in a river. And it wasn't just any river, it was a muddy river. He said, can't I go to the other rivers, the clean ones? In his mind, it didn't make sense. God's ways didn't make sense to him. Why would you wash in a dirty, muddy river to get clean? So some of his servants said, hey, just try it. So he humbled himself and he tried it. And God healed him. So the lesson today is, as we go through life, there's things that we're going to face that they don't seem to make much sense, but if we just try it God's way, it always works out. One of them is one way that seems backwards and upside down is. Somebody asked Jesus, how can I be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He said, whoever wants to be the greatest person, he must become the servant. That doesn't make much sense, but it works. And another thing that doesn't make much sense is when he says, love your enemies. If somebody slaps you on one cheek, you're supposed to turn the other cheek. That doesn't make sense, but it works. It seems backwards. It's my fault, Dan. I gave them all rattles to play with, so I didn't think of that. The Bible says God chose the foolish things of the world to confuse the wise people of the world. He says his ways are higher than our ways. The way we see things, the way we think things should work, God has different ways. So let's remember that as we go through life, there's going to be choices that we have to make. And even though it doesn't make sense, if it's God's way, it's the right way. So when you guys take these home, have your dad hook up the air compressor and blow it for all it's worth. And just, even me, I know it's not going to blow out when I try it, but I think maybe this time it'll go. Maybe this time I can blow it out. Doesn't work. And that's how God's ways are sometimes. You think you want to try it your own way, but it doesn't work that way. So that's all I have, and maybe try not to play with them too much during the rest of the service. So.